That resonating thud is Native Youth Olympics competitor Summer Sagunik successfully kicking a ball suspended more than 50 inches above the gymnasium floor with both feet. Around Sagunik, there is a bustle of activity. Hand-painted signs posted on the walls at the Anthony A. Andrews School in St. Michael, Alaska, exclaim warm greetings like Good Luck Gamble and Go Shaktuluk Wolverines. Just outside the gym doors, the Storm Shack offers nachos, Slurpees, and other treats to hungry spectators. Directly across from the concession stand, a hot t-shirt press awaits anyone interested in purchasing NYO-themed stickers. There's a palpable energy at the school as elders, toddlers, parents, and other spectators weave in and out of the gym during the three-day event. As Sagunik strives to hit higher targets during the two-foot high kick, Unilkley NYO coach Nick Hansen is always close by. While Sagunik is a member of the Unilkley Wolfpack, Hansen and other coaches frequently give guidance to the competitors, whether they're an Elam Eagle or a Savunga Husky. Hansen says that helping each other out is the spirit of NYO.
Sportsmanship is key because if you're not out there helping each other get better, then nobody's going to get any better. You know, we're out here to teach and to be, you know, ambassadors of our community, ambassadors of our culture. Most of all, you want to just get out there and have fun and help teach others. Whatever you know, if there's someone that's struggling, you know, help them out.
Some days during training, Hansen even lets the kids run the show.
I kind of just stand back some days and I just let them do it. I'll work out with them and I'll practice with them and then I'll just watch them coach each other. And I think they learn more from being coaches. You know, that's kind of the way that we roll.
When Hansen isn't coaching NYO, he's competing himself. He's a regular on the broadcasted sports competition, American Ninja Warrior, which Hansen says is the only other situation he's experienced the same sense of camaraderie.
There's no games like this, that camaraderie, that everybody wants everybody to do their best type vibe that you have. Those are the only two places I've ever had it, you know, and NYO is where it started.
This display of sportsmanship among young athletes is one of many draws that brings Paul Bebucks Ivanov to the games this year.
My name is Bebucks. Well, my daughter is competing, but, you know, we're here to support all the kids, here to support the Unilkley Wolfpack, and it's just great to see these amazing athletes perform. This is unlike any sport that you'll ever watch where coaches and athletes encourage each other to do their best, whether it's for first place or otherwise. And it's really encouraging to see all the kids perform and do their best.
With a competition that prioritizes community, it's not surprising to see former competitors return in new roles. In 2013, 16-year-old Apai Campbell of Gamble shattered a world record for the Neil jump. 5 years later, she returns to NYO as an assistant head official.
After I graduated, I was asked to officiate. It's so much fun. There's some sort of vibe to this sport, and it feels much happier than other sports. It's not so competitive and not so serious.
With an already lengthy and decorated NYO career behind her, Campbell says she continues to participate as an official because she finds the role rewarding.
I just love being here with everybody all together and having fun. When you officiate, you kind of coach them on what to do, and when they finally kick it or when they finally jump their best, it's the best feeling in the world.
For NYO competitor Demi Levi, the opportunity to test her own physical limits is an exciting and unique opportunity compared to popular team sports like basketball.
I guess basketball is judged on how well you do as a team, but in NYO, I guess you're judged on how far physically you can go for lots of challenging events.
For a sport that predominantly features individual competitors, only the risk carry requires the formation of a team, NYO certainly doesn't lack team spirit. Competing in her hometown for this year's tournament, Levi fondly remembers her community's support during the games.
Today I felt like I was really supported by my community. When I was doing the Eskimo stick pull and the seal hop, I heard lots of people calling out my name. Go, Demi, keep going, keep on going, don't stop.
While the festive atmosphere of NYO is sustained through the gamemanship of each athlete, coach, official, and spectator, a significant amount of work behind the scenes is required to make the games a reality. Linda Cooper can attest to that.
My name is Linda Cooper. I am the activities admin assistant in the district office, but when we run events like this, I'm the assistant tournament director, and I work under Jeff Erickson. I'm from Unalakleet, Alaska. I was raised there, graduated, so I've been around here, BSSD activities for a while.
Cooper and other members of the school district's administration lay the groundwork to make the games a reality.
Well, I get to lay out the awards before the award ceremony. I do a lot of the background work, set up the hospitality room, make the orders, make the snacks for the kids, paperwork, a lot of the paperwork.
Due to her position, Cooper gets to interact with a lot of people, administrators and students alike. She says the difference between NYO and other sports is clear.
A lot of people are familiar with basketball and volleyball, wrestling tournaments, and the way those work. NYO is kind of really expanded, and a lot of kids really enjoy this. If you go out and ask a lot of the kids around here, you ask them, what is your favorite sport? Many of them say NYO.
And if you ask Cooper what makes NYO a favorite in the region, she'll get chills.
NYO is the best because you got this positive atmosphere, but it's still as competitive as any other event. I'm just getting chills just thinking about it. You're challenging yourself, not only for yourself, but for the team, whatever you can do. So just the atmosphere is different. There's not very many politics. It's fun. It relates to the culture. And even for outsiders who haven't seen this type of thing, it's amazing for them to see kids who can kick a rim.
And these kids can certainly kick a rim. This year's competition saw Ali Ivanov of Unalakleet break 3 district records, including kicking 2 inches lower than the state record for the 1-foot high kick. And at last week's tournament, Arctic Ivanov, also from Unalakleet, was the boys' outstanding athlete for the 3rd year in a row. But Unalakleet isn't the only school that claims top performers. Competitors from Elam, Gamble, Savunga, Shishmaref, Stebbins, St. Michael, and Teller all brought home first-place medals. While each NYO competitor is encouraged to participate in every offered event, if you ask an athlete if they were more of a jumper than a reacher, they would probably have an answer for you. The variety of events showcase the unique strengths of individuals across the Bering Strait region. And either way, all participating teams get a chance at recognition in a parade.
All right, if we could please welcome the Brevik Mission Huskies.
The encouragement of shared success in competition found in NYO shouldn't be surprising, considering the games were started in 1971 to honor traditional values. Each display of physical prowess, from the Alaskan high kick to the seal hop, tests and proves essential skills required in their ancestors' lives. As the Cook Inlet Tribal Council explains, sharing information with and helping others out was a necessity for survival. And for the many students in the Bering Strait region who frequently participate in subsistence-based activities, these games can't get any more relevant.
And finally, please welcome to hometown, St. Michael.
As the games concluded last Saturday afternoon, it seemed fitting for Coach Hansen to introduce a traditional game from the Blackfoot Nation in Montana, Scream and Run, as the tournament directors prepped for the award ceremony.
One breath, and as far as you can run. As soon as you run out of breath or go to try to scream again, that's all you get. You have to stop right there, and that's where you put your mark. And the reason why they would play this game is because back in the day, when another tribe would come and try to take over their community, the kids would out be playing, and they would send the kid that could scream and run the farthest, screaming and running back to the community to let the warriors know to get ready to fight. And that was the tradition behind this game. So it's about taking care of your village. As far as you can. One deep breath.
It's about taking care of your village. That's what the Native Youth Olympics are about. For KNOM Profiles, I'm Karen Trope.